Welcome to the Agriculturist Podcast, the show where we talk about anything and everything when it comes to agriculture industry. I'm Lauren Pritchett, and today we're talking about the National Sorghum Producers and the partnership with Texas Tech and the Davis College.
This is The Agriculturist, the official podcast of the student-created magazine in the Texas Tech University Department of Agricultural Education and Communications. In each episode, we hear from the students as they expand on the stories you'll see in the printed and online magazine from the school we love so dearly.
My name is Lauren Pritchett, and my co-hostesses here are my friends and current Agriculturist staff, Channing Shields, Kylie Henderson, and Brooke Walser. Today we are going to discuss our story topic, which we are very excited about. After a lot of research and interviews, we took a deep dive into National Sorghum Producers' $65 million grant that was awarded to them through the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The National Sorghum Producers has created a partnership with Texas Tech University that will someday change sustainability for the sorghum industry. In this episode, we are looking at how to discuss this new partnership and how it came about, why it's important for the industry, and what the lead researchers and commodity leaders are hoping to accomplish. National Sorghum Producers is a commodity organization that strives to create legislative and regulatory change for improvement in the competitive sorghum industry. John Duff, strategy consultant, was the lead grant writer for the application of this grant. After speaking with John, we were made well aware of the lengthy process that entailed.
The USDA Partnerships for Climate Smart Commodities program gave national sorghum producers the opportunity to collaborate with institutions focused on sustainability research. National Sorghum Producers, in turn, funded $1.6 million to Texas Tech University's Davis College of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources to perform research on sorghum. Along with Texas Tech receiving $1.6 million from National Sorghum Producers, they received their own $5 million grant through the USDA Partnerships for Climate Smart Commodities program to do research on sorghum partnering. With this grant, they will be partnering with Texas Alliance for Water Conservation. This grant is more research-oriented. Therefore, Texas Alliance for Water Conservation is focusing on the water sustainability aspect and filling out the best practices for using sorghum to reduce the water footprint and reduce water usage. Overall, they will be researching the best ways to rotate crops to optimize water use and water efficiency in a combined 67% of the sorghum farmland in states such as New Mexico, Texas, Colorado, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas.
Brooke is our lead writer, and she interviewed a lot of people. So, Brooke, tell us what it was like interviewing Krishna Jagadish.
It was really interesting. He has a lot of knowledge. Before coming to work here at Texas Tech, he worked at Kansas State and performed a lot of research there on a variety of crops like rice and cotton. And so whenever he came here to Texas Tech, he wanted to find a focus, and so he chose sorghum. Krishna Jagadish, he is a professor and a Thornton Distinguished Chair in the Department of Plant and Soil Sciences. He is also the lead researcher of National Sorghum Producers funded project at Texas Tech and coordinator for Texas Alliance Water Conservation. He will receive the data from producer record books, which will help the research team understand producers' specific production practices during the growing season. Jagadish said Texas Alliance for Water Conservation is focused on developing new tools to enhance water conservation and improve soil health. All right, I'm going to hand over the reins to Kylie, and she is going to tell us a little bit more about the grant and how Texas Tech plans to use the $1.6 million. Yeah, so Texas Tech University is taking the lead in one of the largest projects ever funded by the United Sorghum Checkoff Program. Krishna Jagadish is using the $1.6 million and other partnerships with Texas A&M, Kansas State, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture to conduct research on how to maximize the sorghum crop by determining effective trait combinations for different environments. Texas Tech will use their $1.6 million to research the best tools and technology for the sorghum industry. Jagadish said they plan on conducting several field walks so they can visit directly with sorghum producers. I think this will be a huge benefit for the industry. Taking the time to visit with real producers who work hands-on in the field every day is the best way to learn about and solve real industry issues. Jagadish and his team are truly the best in the best region possible. The project is scheduled to last 5 years and incorporate a number of students seeking both master's and doctoral degrees, giving it the added benefit of helping train the next generation of leaders in the sorghum industry. The project is scheduled to last 5 years and incorporate a number of students seeking both master's and doctoral degrees, giving it the added benefit of helping train the next generation of leaders in the sorghum industry. Overall, Krishna Jagadish and his team at Texas Tech are striving to improve crop resilience and feed the world.
So in regards to sustainability, sorghum is actually one of the most water-conserving crops. Texas Alliance for Water Conservation is working with Texas Tech in research for sustainability. I found a good quote from when Brooke interviewed John Duff, so I wanted to share it. He said, "Everybody wants sustainability now. The fact is the U.S. farmer can provide sustainability better than any other farmer. Agriculture is the only business that sequesters carbon in the normal course of business operations." So, Brooke, I know you interviewed several people, so tell me what that was like. I feel like you met a lot of different people and you learned a lot of different things about the grant.
I honestly learned so much because going into this story, I knew nothing about the grant, and I honestly did not know much about sorghum overall. And John had so much knowledge about sorghum and sustainability, and it was interesting hearing his background growing up of where he had a passion for sustainability at a young age. Now that I'm graduating in a few weeks, I am proud to say that I understand what sorghum sustainability is, and I feel like I can be an advocate for it with this knowledge.
Yes, we had the pleasure of interviewing Rick Kellison and Samantha Bogart to learn a little bit more about sustainability. They gave us some great insight on their work with Texas Alliance for Water Conservation, as well as how it correlates to the research being done right here at Texas Tech University. Rick Kellison is actually the project director at TAWC, and Samantha Bogart is the communications director at TAWC.
From here, we're going to start talking a little bit more about the background of the agriculturist and how we all work together in teams to produce this magazine and how excited we are about each and every single one of our stories this year. We are very excited that we're going to have one of the biggest magazines yet for this issue. But from here, we're going to go into a little bit of some questions from me and my team, and stay tuned.
Lauren, tell me a little bit about what it was like working at National Sorghum Producers when they were applying for the grant.
Yeah, so I was an intern at National Sorghum Producers there for a little while, a little over 8 months. It was such a pleasure, and I'm really thankful for the opportunity that they gave me and the amount of networking that I was allotted. During the application of the grant, I remember sitting in John Duff's office, and he was trying to explain to me a little bit about Export Report. And he just, like, seemed very overloaded and very stressed out about applying for this grant. It was a very, very lengthy process. And later, when me and Brooke interviewed him, he kind of went in a little bit about how how long the process was, and we do have a little bit more about that in our story. But it was great working there during that time. And we did hear through John that the vibe of the office was so immaculate whenever they found out that they were awarded the grant. And they were very excited to hear that information. And from there, it just blew up really big. So we're super excited to see all the progress that this has made.
Kylie, you were the ad manager of our team. And so can you tell us what it was like getting companies to buy ads, since that's a huge part of our magazine?
Yeah, we would not be able to produce this magazine without our awesome sponsors. The Agriculturist is solely funded by advertisers and sponsors here in Lubbock and across the South Plains and even the state of Texas, honestly. Also, for small businesses, it's a great opportunity for them. This is a cheaper version of advertising. Great opportunity for them to get their name out into the industry and also give back to a great program.
Channing, as the lead designer for our group, how are you inspired to create this 6-page layout and 3-page spread that correlates good with our story?
Yeah, so during my process of kind of trying to decide the route I wanted to go with the spread, my main inspiration was the header I made. I really liked the alliance that Texas Tech made with National Sorghum Producers, so I wanted to make that into a visual graphic that people could kind of see and relate to. And so that was my main focus. And then the more Brooke started writing, the more I realized it was very science type based story because of the water aspect and the sorghum aspect coming together. And so throughout my spreads, you're going to see a lot of water molecules, a lot of sorghum, a lot of great different photos. And so just trying to tie those all in together to be cohesive could be challenging at times, but it was a lot of fun and I really enjoyed it. And I think it's going to be a great product once it's finished.
Lauren, I know this year we have made a few changes as far as content marketing. What will we be seeing on social media and other platforms leading up to the publication being sent to our subscribers?
Yeah, so actually we have created a campaign plan that all of us had worked together on, and it ended up being like a 30-page campaign plan that included a bunch of content that we had created and kind of copy in that area and captions and things like that. So we're planning on starting to push more posts out to reach a more broad audience. I would say that's important for us because especially when we're trying to reach people that are thinking about coming to Texas Tech and considering the agricultural communications program, that they're younger, so social media is more important to them than it would be to alumni and graduates and things like that. So seeing posts about stories and stuff that we are working on as students currently in the ag communications block is important for us to get out there and reach those younger aged kids looking to come to Texas Tech.
Yeah, that'll be really beneficial for our audience. So if y'all are not following yet, be sure to follow along on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn to learn more about the upcoming stories in the 2023 issue of The Agriculturist, coming to mailboxes June 2023.
The Agriculturist podcast was completely produced by students enrolled in the Agricultural Communications Block at Texas Tech University. The block is a capstone experience where students enroll in 4 courses to produce the magazine and a campaign plan. To learn more about our program, go to depts.ttu.edu/aged. The Agriculturist is available online at ttuagriculturist.com and is available on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.